or REZ.
WA, base.
And what a beautiful day.
I tell you what, it's just finer than frog hair. Couldn't get any better. Who have I got there? This is Steve on this end.
Hey, Steve, this is Floyd, KJ4REZ. And there's no chemtrails, so the sky is blue.
Chemtrails or chemtrails?
Chemtrails. There is a difference.
Oh, yeah. Yep, you're right. That's where they do all the chemicals in the sky to manipulate our DNA.
Mark, they're just spraying some particulates and stuff. But anyhow, it's been pretty quiet out here. I've had the radio on for quite some time. Haven't heard too much traffic.
Well, how does this little radio sound back that way? I've got a young man coming over to the house here just in a little bit, and I think he wants to buy it from me.
Who is it?
706 Mark 2G.
Damn it, man. I've been wanting one of those. I haven't had one in years. I just ordered the new ICOM 2300. Should be here tomorrow or the next day out of HRO there out of Atlanta, and a new base antenna. But for 706, it sounds like a 706. I mean, they're not great on audio quality, but they are a great radio.
Yeah, this one seems to be doing a pretty good job. I've got the IT100 auto tuner with it. You know, the LDG auto tuner. And I'm going to let the whole thing go for about four bills.
Oh, dude, you're crazy. You're crazy, but, you know, if you're comfortable with that, go ahead and let it go that cheap.
I'm going to help a young guy get started. And I caught a break on it when I got started, so I'm going to pay it forward.
I sold an HF amplifier yesterday to a little bit older gentleman who never even had one, and I sold it to him for $250. So it cost me, it had brand new tubes in it. It cost me more than that for the damn tubes. So, yeah, I feel you.
Turn the radio a little bit. I think my guy just pulled up. So let me say 73s, and I'll be off and on standby for just a little bit. KN4 VWA, clear.
All right, I'll give you a radio check. KJ4, REZ.
KO4 BVH. It's Floyd, right? And Steve, if you're still listening, no, I'm not there yet.
06.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and you're going to love that radio. I won't lie to you, to operate the menu is a train wreck. But it's easier than getting your license to operate the radio. And once you get it down pat, you're going to love that radio.
Yeah, it's small, so it's portable. So I think I'm going to like that.
Yeah, well, you know what I like about it the most is you can operate 2 meter sideband. I don't know how active it is up here because I haven't lived here very long. But 2 meter sideband is a pretty cool operation as well.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So definitely going for more on eBay. So yeah, I really do appreciate Steve helping me out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's when he told me that price with the antenna tour. I'm like, what? I mean, the radio alone, if it's cosmetically and obviously electronically, it works perfectly, but cosmetics mean a lot to a lot of people like me. I'll buy something that's broke if it looks brand new and just pay to get it fixed. But, yeah, I mean, he could get $600 for just the radio by itself. So, yeah, you're making out like a bandit, partner.
Hey, y'all quit talking about me now.
Good to see you.
Y'all quit talking about me now.
You go watch your chemtrails, right?
Hey, Brian, you still in there?
I'm on my way.
All right, good deal, bud. How does your radio sound? All right, well, listen,
did you hear what I told this young fella about the way I'm pricing this to you?
I actually looked on eBay, so I know it's worth more. And yeah, I was telling Floyd, I really do appreciate helping me out.
Well, a fellow up in Traverse Rest is the man I got it from, and he made me a deal on it to help me get started. And, you know, basically, I'm just getting almost all of my money back out of it, and I've had a great time with it. So, you know, you sound like a nice young man trying to get started. I'm trying to pay it forward. So, anyhow, come on to the house. And if you have any trouble finding my driveway, the house sits 1,600 feet back off the road. When you turn into the driveway, it's going to split, and there's going to be two stone markers, one to the right, 7250, one to the left, 7282. That's me. You'll see the house sitting back there way back off of the road. So if you do have any trouble finding it, just give me a call, and I'll be hanging around with the phone. This is KN4BWA. Y'all carry on. Clear.
Hey, Steve. Yep, six.
Yeah, turn the mic gain down. You're overloading the repeater. It's a little bit too hot for the repeater. If we were simplex, it'd probably sound awesome. But you're overdriving the repeater, so it's a little distorted.
How about that right there now?
Hey, there you go.
Hey, I have a habit of sometimes eating the microphone because I got a Baofeng handheld. Sorry about that, guys. Come on.
Oh, you got the first generation Baofeng. I have, like, the last one. I got a Tribander I just got, and the audio on that thing is awesome. You can, like, whisper. But, yeah, the first couple generations, you had to scream into that damn thing, or you had to order that external, what they call it, a lapel microphone or whatever, so people could hear you.
CBA. You letting go of C. Sure, if it's yours, it's got to be a decent radio.
Of his Mark 2G706 icon.
I have 2 meter sideband.
Yeah, and I'd like to find me one if I can get a good deal. If I'd have known about this deal, I would have put it on my damn credit card. But, yeah, they're 2 meter 440 sideband, which is awesome.
Something I liked about that radio.
Pretty narrow banded, like it's only 2.4 wide for like HF, so it's a little pinched up for HF. But on 2 meters, they actually sound really, really good. They sound good on HF as well, don't get me wrong. They're just very narrow banded, and you know, back in the day, everybody ran 2.2, 2.4. But now, today, on HF, everybody's running 3, 4, sometimes 5 wide, which can be a hindrance to somebody on an adjacent frequency. But, hey, there you go.
So, do you have a 6-meter sideband capability?
The 706? Absolutely.
For an antenna.
I actually have a 756 Pro 2 that's broke down. But when I was running on 6-meter, I just used my wire, my regular dipole.
Okay, well, I've got a Carolina Wyndham. I don't know if it goes to 6 or not. I know it goes down to 10 meters. I'm not sure about 6.
You know, all you can do is, if you're using the radio tuner, hit the tune button and see what happens. I'm not a big fan of a Carolina Wyndham. No disrespect, but I think it's a really shitty antenna for as much money as they cost. There's a lot better options out there. But, you know, they do work, but you will find over time, if you're new, antenna, antenna, antenna. It's like buying a $1,000 stereo system and then going to the dollar store and buying some cheap speakers. You know what I'm saying?
to the cell, IEC-14. You can use that on six beers and we'll load into that. It works pretty good on the Wyndham there. I've done that, and Bill's done that.
Phil, I missed your call. Yeah, well, you know, he sold me this antenna, so I've talked all over the world on this thing, so I'm tickled to death with it.
Yeah, Roger, I've used the Wyndhams for a long time, and they always worked good for me. I'm sure you can probably get a better one, but for a single antenna, you can about use it on any of the bands that I have. Everybody has their preferences.
Down on 6 and see if it'll tune up.
Yeah, Roger. It should. So, just kind of let us take a conversation. You know, Bill had a 706. He still has it, matter of fact. I can't remember which model it was. I know it has 2 meters on. I'm not sure if his has 440 on it. No, I have 6 and 2, I know that. But 6 beers good when the band's in.
Yeah, the Mark II G706 came with a 440.
Yeah, okay. I never had one, but he had this thing a long time. It's been a good radio.
I made him in, what, 25, 30 years, and I think I've owned 8 or 9 of them. And every time I got rid of one, I regretted it, but it went to a good cause. And like I said, they're narrow-banded for HF, which was kind of the downfall of that radio. But back in the day when they produced that radio, that was the average bandwidth. So in the grand scheme of things, it was right on par with everything. And, you know, people get $600-$700 for those things today. You know, brand new, I think I was paying $800 with the separation kit. So they hold their value kind of like certain cars do, you know what I'm saying? KJ4, is it?
IEC 14 mobile. Yeah, that's right. That's like my Yaesu FT900. You don't see me in those markets because everybody keeps them. I still got mine. And it was the first radio Yaesu had that had... that operated with you could operate with a remote head on it, and that thing is sold around 1990, around that era. So the thing is, 30 years old and still looks good. And it sounds terrific. So, some of those older radios, they still got life in them.
Yeah, like, I'm talking on an Olenco dual-band, cross-band repeat radio that was, I think it was manufactured in 1991. And it is giving me issues, so I ordered a new ICOM. It'll be here in a couple of days. It's not fancy like this one. It's not going to have the cross-band repeat or the dual-band and stuff, but... I'd lose my display on occasion, and just bang on the radio to come back on. It's got some other faults, too. Sometimes the crossband doesn't work. But just because it's an older radio doesn't mean it's not a good one, right?
That is 100% correct. So I have a ICOM 746, and that works real good. The tuners are notorious in those things for kind of going haywire, but I got outboard tuner port fibers. These are occasions that I have problems with it, but otherwise, that's a really good radio. If you haven't used it for a while, the display doesn't come up immediately. Sometimes you turn it off, turn it back on, and there's the display. So. Like me trying to get out of bed.
Yeah, I feel your pain. Yeah, I've got my HF radios down now. It's a 756 Pro 2. I think it's only about 12 years old or whatever. It crapped out on me the other day. Eventually here I'll get it fixed. But considering the economic times that we're in, that's going to be on hold for a while, so I'm just going to focus on playing on 2 meters, which I have not done in, God, 10, 15 years. I dug out this old radio from, I don't know, a buried box. I'm surprised it even works. But, hey, it is what it is. Anyhow, I got to go. I got to go check my dinner. I got a roast in the oven. Actually, not a roast. It's a pork loin. And I'll be back and join you guys in just a minute. KJ4REZ.
Good. Catch you later. I got a whole table for old radios. But we'll talk about that later. Good talk to everybody. AC4Q.
C4QKV4CBA. Phil, you still in there?
Yes, sir. Still here.
So where are you off to?
I'm going home. I was over visiting my daughter over in Greer. And, I'm on 85, headed back to Bowling Springs.
Jump out for a minute. My wife called right in the middle of, but y'all kept talking anyway, so it really didn't matter. But, you know, I didn't realize that 706 went down to 2 meters sideband and 440. But anyway, I don't know how much activity there is on 6 meters. I know we have one 6 meter FM repeater I can hit, but I don't ever hear anybody on it. I throw my call out every now and then, but I never get a response.
Not busy at all. I used to do that every once in a while. It's a little ways off too. But when the summer, when the band's open for 6, that's really when you have fun.
And a bag of cookies here. I've got an HC, and of course this ICOM 7300 will transmit on 6 meter FM, but all I've got is a trunk lift mount antenna. I can see me putting that on top of the house. Oh me. But I don't think it could handle 100 watts. I'd have to turn the power down on the radio here to use it.
I missed, what kind of antenna was it?
The kind you mount on the lip of the trunk.
Most
of aren't raised, or it's kind of HF with a 6 meter capability.
You're right, you gotta be kind of careful about that.
It's a Larson. I bought it for the car, and I use that little HT. It had a little conversion thing you could slide on. Take the battery off and just slide this thing on, and you hooked your antenna up to one cable and hooked your power up to the other one, and you were ready to go. So it was a nice little deal, but like I said, I just never heard anybody on there, so I finally took it off my car.
I'm using a little, I think I'll probably tell it, ICOM T8A. It's a tri-band HT. Charge 2, 6, and 440. 6, 2, and 440, get the right one. And I just got a small, 9 foot high, stealth antenna here on the car. It's on the top. You can't hardly see it. Magnetic.
I didn't get that very last statement there. It's a little noisy, but anyway, well, I don't really want to run out and buy an antenna for 6 meters FM. So, I'll just use a 7300 for the, sideband, and I've got that walkie-talkie. It's a Cherokee. Never heard of it, but I tell you that thing, everybody asks me if it's a base station. I have to hold it way away from my mouth to talk. You know, everybody was telling me, you need to back off the mic. So I've never heard myself on it, but it really must be a good sounding radio.
Yeah, I haven't heard of Cherokee before. There's a lot of new radios out, VHF radios I have never heard either. Across the seas and oceans and all that good stuff. But I got an 8900 that I'm not using right now. That it's sitting in a box. I've used that thing for years. Has all sorts of capability in it. But amount of time I actually on 2 meters. I kind of decided I didn't want to put my antennas and that sort of stuff on the rig. So that's what. As I decided to just use an HT and full antenna, it's working fine.
Now, that's a good radio. So, I guess you got something else you're using. If you're not using that one right now, well, I'm gonna run here and I'm getting ready to go play some tennis. Don't tell anybody because I understand I'm breaking the rules. But anyway, we'll it's a doubles match, so we'll stay away from each other.
You better practice social distancing now.
You're going to have to wipe that ball off each time you serve.
High five with the rackets and no contact. And, you know, I've always got hand sanitizer and wash my hands real good when I get home and that kind of thing.
I think some people should practice that social distance when it's even in a safer time.
More people got the flu last year.
Probably so. I went ahead and had my flu shot. I get it every year, and it never bothers me any. I guess some people more susceptible to shots than I am, but I get them, and I really haven't had flu in a long time.
I can proudly say I've never had the flu, and I generally never get a cold, but this coronavirus thing, they have just blown out of proportion. It's just, if you guys go back and look at history, the last 10 or 15 years, how many viruses have hit America? They've never shut down the economy, and all those other viruses killed 10 times more people. And I don't know, maybe it's because it's an election year. I don't really know what's going on. It's just very unusual. But I do hope they open the economy next month so I can get back to work. That would be a great thing.
Well, I substitute teach in district two department school about every day. So, you know what that's doing to my little part-time job?
Where is it?
What's CBA? What scares them about this virus is it seems to be very easy to spread, and you catch it just like you would a cold, but it has, we don't have anything to fight it, they're working on it, and a lot of people that are dying, some people are dying that are healthy and young, so it's kind of a head scratcher. Of course, it's hitting the people that have other problems with, COPD or diabetes, things like that. So, and those are the ones that have a harder time fighting it off.
Well, that would be the same case with any elderly person or somebody with a major underlying health conditions. But if you watch the news today, and I know you got to take the news with a grain of salt because all they do is lie to us for the most part. They're like in hospice. If somebody dies in hospice, they label it coronavirus. So they're spiking the numbers. And like I said, I personally think it's all political, and I don't want to get political with you guys. There's an underlying something going on behind this. Because if you guys remember N191, the Asian flu, we can go back all the way to the 70s. They never locked down the country, and there was many more deaths. Why is this one so major? And we really, in the grand scheme of things, there's not many deaths. Worldwide, I think we're at 1,000 or something, or I don't know, maybe 100. I forgot what it was. But in the grand scheme of things, it's nothing. More people die from car accidents in America. So you got to just take that with a grain of salt and think about that.
Go ahead.
I've been sitting here listening to you guys talking and everything, and you're talking about people dying. If you get the records for this year alone, nearly 12,000 people already since the 1st of January have died from the flu this year, and you don't see them making a big deal about that either.
No, you don't, and if I can jump in, please.
Go ahead.
Just want to make sure I have it. That's what I'm talking about. They're overinflating the numbers. And I think it's all political. Obviously, if you go back and look at history, every time an election year comes around, we seem to have this little virus that comes around. And granted, I'm not saying people are not dying from the coronavirus. I believe it's 100% real. I think politically, it's being overinflated, and they're locking us down. They're destroying the economy because I don't know, maybe because they want Trump out of office, whatever it is. You know, I'm not some conspiracy theory dude, but the point is, something is different. I mean, I've been on this earth for almost 60 years, and I've seen a lot of plagues or a lot of stuff come through here, and generally, we lose more people every time flu season comes around. It's just, something's weird this year. You know, I can't put my finger on it, but I would hope some of you guys feel the same way. Something is different. There's just, you know what I mean?
Comment again. I'm listening to a interview today on the Rush Limbaugh show. A gentleman called in, and they were talking about all of the deaths from coronavirus. And this fella called in, and his brother he was reporting that his brother here recently died. And the reason he died was the fact that he had renal failure, because they had to stop his dialysis. And what they did is they listed his death as due to the coronavirus, not to the renal failure, because they stopped his going to the getting his blood redone. So, you know, that right there tells me that they're blowing things up, because they're, you know, it's there. If something else kills you and you've got corona and coronavirus is around, they're blaming it on the coronavirus and not on the actual thing that killed somebody.
QSL, and that's the point I'm making. The coronavirus, I do truly, it's real. It's like the freaking flu. It's just a different version, but they're overinflating it. There are doctors all over YouTube putting out videos from their homes, and I think they're sincere. I can't swear they are, but they're saying they'll sign a death certificate. This guy died of pneumonia. They go to work in the morning, it was changed to coronavirus. So they're inflating the numbers. So in the grand scheme of things, we might be 40% lower than what we are, which is way below the national average just for the flu. And most people don't even get sick from it.
I guess we'll never know, because you know, of the thousands of people that, you know, have stayed home. You know, the only thing I can say is we'll never know, because they stayed home, and if we'd just gone on about our business and let this run its course, who knows how many people it would have killed. So we'll never know.
And you know what? If I have it, KJ4, is it?
No.
You're right. You're absolutely correct. And I think them taking precautions was, you know, obviously the right thing to do. But, you know, do you remember back when Obama was around and we had the Ebola outbreak, N191, H1N2, X00? I just made that up. But they didn't shut down the country, and more people died from those than what we have for total fatalities now worldwide. So it just, I don't know, it just seems a little strange to me. I mean, I'm glad they're taking precautions. Yeah, I'm unemployed because of it. So it's making a lot of people's lives miserable. But I don't know. I think it was blown out of proportion, but that's just my personal opinion.
Hopefully it's going to peak here pretty soon and start waning away, so we can get back to some sense of normal, whatever that is. All right, so I'm going to go find some tennis clothes, and I know where my racket is. Y'all don't tell anybody. I want to say 73's carry on. You can pick it up, Rusty.
K4 BWA, radio check, please.
Good. Dave, well, don't strain yourself chasing those tennis balls this afternoon. You know, then your wife would get all upset with you. Go ahead, Steve.
Rusty, old buddy, old pal, old friend of mine, old ham radio buddy. I've got a young man here in my shack, and we're on I am on my 706 Mark IIG, and he's looking at purchasing it. And I think he heard it on the way over here, but I wanted to let him hear how it sounds here in the shack. Speak to me, oh great one.
Hey, I'll give you $500 for it.
I'm trying to do a good thing. This young man got his license in February.
February, yeah.
He got his license in February. What's your call sign?
K04BVH.
K04BVH.
Yeah.
And his name's Brian. And man. This is Rusty on this end, and he'd be a good contact with you. But I'm trying to pay it forward. So basically, I'm getting what I paid for it out of it. A man made me a real deal, and I'm trying to pay it forward to somebody trying to get started.
Are you using it on 2 meters, or are you showing it to him on HF?
Well, we're going to go to HF here in just a minute. I just wanted to let him hear how it sounds on 2 meter.
Well, it sounds good. They're good radios. There's nothing wrong with them. And if I had found one earlier on, I'd have me one of those to go in the car. But I don't. So anyway, but sounds like it's working good. And Brian, congratulations on getting your ticket. And I don't know what level you're at right now. Hopefully you'll move on up soon. And get active in a lot of the other parts of it, too. Anyway, let me go. I'm trying to reinstall some software I had to take off and see what this stupid thing is doing. And I'm about to get ticked off at it. We'll catch all of you later. And the other fellow that was out there was talking about all the problems. Yeah, you're right. I think a lot of it is being blown out of proportion. Nobody made a big deal out of the 30,000 people that died in the United States last year from flu. But that's another story. Talk to all of you later. W2T clear. Steve, you can pick it up and then throw it out to the others.
Hey, Rusty, before you go, with a 9-month-old brand new tuner on this thing that's integrated into the radio, $4. Now, what kind of price does that sound like? Is that fair?
What'd you say?
With a 9-month-old IT100 LGG tuner to go along with it, $400.
I think that's an excellent deal.
I'll kick you loose. We're going up to HF to play a little bit. W2T, talk to you later. KN4BWA, clear.
W2T, clear. Go ahead, guys.
Breeze Ed, standing by. T-Mobile.